More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
Magic 105.4, this is our indulgence programme for a Sunday night, and you can't listen to this radio station for very long without hearing one of this lady's songs playing on the radio. It's Annie Lennox. Great pleasure to welcome you back to Indulgence.
Thank you very much.
And you're here because tomorrow your first hits album, the Annie Lennox Collection, is released.
Yeah.
Several people have said to me when they knew I was coming to see you, surely she's had one already. The greatest hits album.
No, I haven't. This is it. I mean, there have been two Eurythmics. There was a Greatest Hits and there was also the Ultimate Collection. But this is the first Annie Lennox collection as such. So it's quite exciting.
Your solo career, I think, began around about 92, didn't it, with the album Diva?
Yeah.
And I think you're probably the least diva-ish pop star of all, aren't you?
Oh, I am. I stamp around. I demand. I insist.
Because I've seen you in action, you see, at a few events where members of the public have been, and you were the only star that went across and actually introduced yourself to people and said, hello, I'm Annie, and they don't know who you are, whereas other people were kind of a little bit reticent, keeping back a bit.
Well, everybody's got their own way of dealing with the situation. For me, I mean, actually, I'm very low-key, and I like it like that. It's just the person that I am, you know, to be serious about it. But I can be very, I can throw a hissy fit. Oh, yes.
Well, let's hope we don't get one between now and the end of the show, and a great song to start, a real show opener, which will be from The Love Affair, Everlasting Love. Why have you chosen this one?
You see, now I'm just going to let the listeners in on something. When before this programme started, you very kindly sent me a list of choices, and I was looking through this fantastic list, and I realised that there were so many songs that I'm familiar with from the time that I was maybe like a very young teenager. And they're amazing. So a lot of the choices today on today's Indulgence are mainly going to be from that period of time.
So The Love Affair then, Everlasting Love, it's just a great production still, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant and it's totally uplifting. And I think I feel so lucky that actually... I was a kid when I was listening to these songs when they first came out on the radio. It's brilliant. I hope there's people that are listening tonight that share that experience with me, that being like 13 and it's in the sort of mid 60s or whatever.
Coming across on AM radio as well, before FM as well.
Is that right?
I would have thought so, yes. Sunday Indulgence on Magic. Annie Lennox is our guest, and there's the first song from The Love Affair, Everlasting Love. I first met you, Annie Lennox. In fact, you were the first pop star I ever met in 1979 in a pub in Exeter when a gang of us had gone all the way to Exeter from where we lived to see you in a band called The Tourists.
Yeah. Wow.
And we got there very early, went to the pub next door to the venue, and there you all were. And I've still got my tourist badge somewhere.
Oh, my God. Exeter. That sounds like a university.
I don't think it was the university. I can't remember the venue.
Oh, my God, that's so incredible. But you see, what's so kind of sweet about my situation is that wherever I go, people will come up to me and they will and they'll say, I met you here and I saw you there. And it's hard for me to remember
of course, but it's
really, really sweet because it's like I left a little trail somewhere along the line, you know, like a breadcrumb trail. That's really funny.
How do you feel about looking back to those early days in The Tourists? Because I think some people don't even know that you were in a band called The Tourists.
Well, I look at it very much as a kind of dry run, if you like, for what was to come. Because, I mean, The Tourists actually, we had three albums and we toured America and we toured across Europe and Australia, and we were quite successful in that sense that, you know, we had gigs and we had a following and we made albums and so. But it wasn't really right. There was something not quite right about it. And it started to get right when Dave and I formed Eurythmics. And that was like the real thing. And I don't think that we could have done that without having had the experience of The Tourists. And it wasn't easy. It was kind of we went through a lot, actually. There were litigation experiences. It was the time, it was the early 70s, and it was the punk era, and that was really quite a challenging time, you know, as well. And just in terms of like survival and how do you become a band and how do you not get ripped off, and we were ripped off quite badly from various people. And so we went through those kind of pretty harsh experiences, actually, and we learnt from them, though.
Yeah, because when you and Dave split away, it seemed to take off very suddenly, very quickly. Something completely
different.
Right happened, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Well, it was a little bit... Like, we hadn't really been planning it, but once that happened, we were like, okay, what is it? What is it we want to do? What's our sound? And because it was just the two of us and it wasn't like a five-piece band, we could make the decisions. We had the autonomy. And that was very exciting.
Let's take a track from the album, which is in the shops tomorrow. Little Bird, I think, is one of your great songs. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Little Bird. Huh. It's such a long time ago that song was written and recorded. And I actually started the writing process and recording process in my house. I lived in Maida Vale at the time. I think that actually it was probably inspired by an actual little bird because there was at the time, it was something very sweet happened. That I used to have a tiny little, I think it might have been like a nightingale or one of those birds, one of those singing birds that just had this amazing song. And birds are amazing when they sing. So there was this little bird and it used to land on the balcony of the house. And I think that was one of the sort of like reasons why I said, I look up to the little bird that glides across the sky. You know, he sings the clearest melody. Because I find that very touching. I think that, you know, we overlook tiny little creatures like that. And they're so moving and we don't give them any value. But to me, he was the inspiration for the start of that song.
We're back on Sunday Night's Indulgence. Annie Lennox is our guest tonight. And Annie, I'm just wondering, do you still feel connected to Scotland? I mean, you must spend time, I'm guessing, all over the world.
Well, Scotland's in my blood. I mean, I'll always be connected to Scotland because that's a huge part of my whole being, you know. But the fact that I was born and bred there and brought up in Scotland, and that's just a part of who I am. You can hear it in my voice. I never lost my accent and I never will, you know. That's... you know, the history and the culture, the musical history and culture of Scotland is really influenced me as a young child growing up, and also just the environment, like the beauty of Scotland is still there's so many wild places that are so unspoiled, you know, that you can go and visit now, and you're going down, let's say, Loch Ness, so you can imagine like how it was formed in the Ice Age, and it's a special place, really
inspiring.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a Scottish artist that you're particularly fond of in terms of music?
Well, I'm a huge fan of a group that occasionally makes a record once every 20 years called the Blue Nile. But you know, sometimes there are some very special artists that that really resonate with you, and it doesn't honestly matter if they've made a lot of music or not. I mean, the Cocteau Twins are Scottish and I think incredible. I mean, there's a lot of amazing music has come out of Scotland. The Associates, Billy McKenzie back in the 80s. Just a visionary, really. So many wonderful. John Martin, unfortunately, sadly, just passed away. Great. Gosh, if I start to think about it, there's so many.
Yeah. We're going to go to America, though, for your next song choice. And like you said, some of these tunes go back a while. The Righteous Brothers and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. What a great sound this is. Do you want to say something about that? About the song?
Well, as I said to you earlier, I chose music that I kind of grew up with. And, you know, I would have heard that song coming out of a very small wireless. You know, we didn't call them radios even. And this is what I love music for, is that it kind of reaches you. It could be from any other culture or continent, but music is a communicator. And the Righteous Brothers, my God. I mean, it's to me, that music still sounds, it's classic. It just sounds as fresh as it did back in the day.
That's lovely. Thank you. The Righteous Brothers and You've Lost That Loving Feeling, a song choice from Annie Lennox, our guest on Indulgence tonight. We'll learn a little more about her life right now with this week's Indulgence Extra. Back on Sunday Indulgence with Annie Lennox now, picking out some of these tunes. Read recently you had some spinal surgery. Annie, what's going on there?
Yes, I did in August of last year. Oh, it's a boring subject. But I did have spinal surgery. It was very successful. It was just that I had a thing called a bulge disc. Anyone who's past 40 will identify with this, I'm sure. And it damaged the nerve in my back, which resulted in a thing called drop foot, which means that your foot is sensibly paralyzed, and but my foot is now not paralyzed, just permanently numb, which is a pain. But it's, you know what I said to myself, I've had 53 years of perfect service in my foot, so it made me kind of grateful. And now when I see people limping going down the street, I really identify with them and I understand what it feels like. So it's put me in a grateful sort of place.
Do you tend to look after yourself a lot? Is that something important to you?
I think that performers do have to take care. I'm not fanatical about anything. I mean, I was exercising fairly regularly until this happened, and I kind of lost my physical confidence a little bit. So I've backed off on that, and I'm feeling dreadfully guilty about it. But you see, when people see a performer, they only see one aspect. They don't see the preparation and the discipline and all the rehearsal and everything that we do to get to that place. You need to have a lot of stamina and focus. So for singers, it's really important that we rest and we just like really take it easy, because the first thing that goes is the voice when you're tired. So yeah, it's true. You have to be quite, I think you have to be quite fit. And I mean, I'm amazed, you know, because I'll just to tell you a little story about Aretha Franklin, who I just adore. And Aretha, when I sang Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves with her in Detroit all those years ago, she was chain smoking. And I think she probably still smokes to this day. And it's something that I've never understood, you know, because I can't smoke. I can't stand to be near smoke. But so, you know, there you go. It kind of conflicts with what I've been saying, that you have to be so fit and healthy.
Maybe she just has one of those unique voices that is, if you believe in a God, God-given, perhaps.
Yeah, I would say so.
Something magical about
absolutely,
her.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I have to encourage everybody to check her out on YouTube. There's an incredible... there are some pieces on YouTube of Aretha singing when she was like in her 20s. She's performing at piano, playing live. And it is just, you know, if you want to remember what greatness truly is, you've got to check those pieces out because they are mind-blowing.
Heading for YouTube right now. Okay. And let's play the Spencer Davis Band. Here's Keep On Running. Gets us back to the kind of health thing, really, doesn't it?
Well, if you have to put it that way. This is before health kicks.
Yes. Great, thank you. Back with Annie Lennox, our guest on Sunday Night Indulgence. You're very known for getting people together to work with you, aren't you? Your peers in the musical world. You've got Brian Adams, who's taken the photograph.
Oh, well, he asked me, actually. It was the other way around.
For the cover of the
thank
the
you.
Album.
It is a beautiful photograph. I think he's a magnificent photographer.
And musically, you work with people like, well, you've mentioned Aretha, and there's been Stevie Wonder. And then there was a recent song called Sing, where you got all kinds of other female stars to join with you, like Madonna, I think Katie Lang, Bonnie Raitt. Tell me about that song, Sing.
Well, when I was recording Songs of Mass Destruction, which is my last album, I wanted to put in, I wanted specifically to put a song on there to do with women and women's empowerment, in a way like a Second Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. I just wanted to try. And I wanted to link it with HIV and AIDS because that is something that I'm passionately concerned with regard to its effects on women and children. And I thought that it would be a good idea to ask other women to join with me on that, because then, you know, I'm just one artist, and I know I have a certain following or an audience that's interested in me, but I felt that if I could spread it out more broadly, that it would give the thing more of an interest in a way. And so I just wrote to everybody and as many people as I could, and just tried to explain what Sing Campaign was about, and ask them if they would be prepared to you know, just contribute their voice to it. And in that way, that gives me the endorsement. And so we had a lot of great responses, and 23 of those artists are on the song. And they've been very sweet and very supportive of it. And I'll have to come back to them again quite soon, I think.
Lovely. Annie Lennox picks our songs tonight on Magic Indulgence, and never too far away from Motown on this radio station, and maybe the greatest Motown voice of them all. I don't know, there's quite a few, weren't there? Smokey Robinson is your next choice. Mm.
I actually sang with Smokey at one of the Grammy Awards, and then that was a very interesting experience, you know. And what the thing for me is, again, I have to say that music crosses all boundaries and cultures. And as a very young kid, in the period that I'm talking about, back when I was 14 or 15, and we used to go out dancing in the local dance halls, and we would dance to Tamla Motown. And although I didn't read, I knew it was Motown, but I didn't fully understand what a record label was or where Motown was. I just knew the names of the artists that were coming out, like the Supremes and Smokey Robinson and the Temptations, the Four Tops, and all of those people. And I absolutely loved that music. And I mean, if you ever have a chance to look back on those clips that you'll see, like when those artists came to England and they performed on Top of the Pops, and you'd see like Diana Ross and the Supremes, and they were amazing. And actually, I had the chance to go to the Motown Museum a few years ago in Detroit. It was the first time I'd been there, and it was so moving. You know, there's Barry Gordy's house, and that was the starting point of what has become, you know, such a phenomenon as Motown, and has been so long lasting, and still to this day, every time you hear a Motown song, it's just a classic.
It's lovely, thank you. It's going to be a good show. Annie Lennox is here. Her greatest hits album, it's called The Annie Lennox Collection, is in the shops tomorrow. But tonight we're letting her pick some of the magic music. And here's another fabulous voice, Dusty Springfield. Mm. So many songs you could choose, but I like this one very much, The Look of Love.
I know. I mean, every Dusty song that she's ever recorded is a special thing. It's a special moment. And I was looking at the selection, and I decided to choose The Look of Love because it's slightly, as you say, it's slightly unusual for Dusty in a way. You know, I can't tell you the qualities and the nuances in her singing and her voice. I mean, she was one of the few white musicians that were signed to Motown, I believe. And I mean, what an incredible thing it is. And I identify with that, obviously, because as a white-skinned person from a white country, again, this thing about music crossing through those boundaries and how I identified with Black American music and music from all cultures, actually. And there is Dusty, who was beyond, kind of really beyond her time, ahead of her time. I mean, an inspiration to me and to so many other singers.
That's lovely. Thank you. One more song to come on Indulgence tonight from our guest. It's been a real joy to have Annie Lennox picking out the music for us this evening. Listening through some of your lyrics and looking back at some of these songs on the album, Annie, you don't seem to hold much back in your writing, do you? You know, you're kind of all out there, aren't you?
Yeah, to a degree. But then I think that's what music's about. It's about emotions. It's about expressing the things that we maybe don't always find easy to express. And it gives us a vehicle and a kind of universal thing. Although the songs are obviously personal to me, people identify with those feelings. They are not unusual feelings. So we feel sadness, we feel regret, we feel beauty, we feel love, we feel overwhelmed by what we feel. And the music in a way helps us to feel better somehow.
And the new song is a greatest hits album. There are a couple of new songs, one written by Tom Chapman from Keane, and this one, which is a song that some people might remember back in, I think, 2001 by a band called Ash.
A beautiful, beautiful song. And the original version is just absolutely stunning. And I fell in love with it. I heard it in 2001. I was on holiday in Jamaica and it was pouring with rain. And of course, I had nothing to do. So I just kind of lay on my bed and listened to my iTunes, you know. And that was in the collection of my music. And I kept coming back to that. I remember that it was Yellow. And this one, there were two songs I was listening to. And when it came to putting this collection together, I decided that I'd really love to have a go at covering, do my own version, let's say, of this beautiful song. And I've met Tim subsequently and had a really nice chat with him about it. And I think, again, that when you dare to do cover versions of other people's wonderful songs, that, you know, you are doing your own version. It's distinctly different. So here it is. Here's my version of Shining Light, and I hope you enjoy it.
Lovely. Shining Light, Annie Lennox, and that's her new version of an Ash song on Magic 105.4. Thanks for joining us today, Annie. The album, as I mentioned, in the shops tomorrow. And are you going to get back out on stage to promote this? It's been a while.
Well, I've got few things that I'll be doing. A lot of television I will be performing on, and I'm going to be playing for the BBC at St Luke's in London, further on down the line with the orchestra and my band. And I'm just waiting to see. I mean, long tours, the kind that we used to do, the mega tours of Eurythmics that took up most of a decade for me, are a little bit out of the question now, especially with my foot being the way it is. But I am a performer and I love to perform, and more often than not these days I've been sort of just singing and playing piano and just stripping the songs down to what they essentially are. But you haven't seen the last of me yet. There's a lot to come. And now that the future is bright, I love technology and I'm very busy with my website and blogging and doing all kinds of... I've got lots of plans and schemes.
Out there in different ways, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Thank you very much for your time, Annie Lennox.
Great to have been on Indulgence.
You've been listening to Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than Doing More. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.